Heidi and Frank. It's Heidi and
Frank. Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Wake up, Mr. Sleepy Pants.
Do not approach me when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know this is the wrong time, but I had to tell you.
What are you trying to tell me?
Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Actually, today is Tuesday.
Thursday is Thanksgiving again.
That's 2 days away.
Never too early
to give thanks.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Going back to sleep.
You can't.
Why?
Because it's showtime!
Yes, it is. Tuesday, November 25th, here on the Heidi and Frank Show, and pretty much everywhere else in the world. it is 2 days to Thanksgiving, but today, as far as the offshoot holidays, today is National Play Day with Dad.
Oh, Frank. Aww.
So hug your favorite stripper, because it's a tough day for her. She never had those.
Yeah. You know, I was just having a conversation about this with...
But your daughter being a stripper
for the weekend? No. Playing with dad. Like I never played with my dad.
Never.
Know? I mean, like we did things together. We did activities together. But it was never like, hey, dad, let's
You never threw a ball with
sit
him.
Sit down. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Is that
that's
is that really
with your
playing?
Dad, isn't it?
Well, I mean, as far as dad play goes, I mean that's pretty much the center square of dad play. It's like let's go play catch in the yard. It's playing catch.
Yeah.
But we're not going to play G.I. Joe dolls
No.
You know what I mean?
I guess.
You had your action figures, but Dad never got down on the floor with you. But I think I did.
Did you?
You were a stoner. Of course you did.
Of course I did.
I mean, I have. I mean, it's not like I haven't. I don't ever have those memories of my dad getting down and playing Ninja Turtles with me.
No.
Hot Wheels. And,
I did. We had the Green Army Men, so I totally just did the entire movie of Platoon. He had no idea because he hadn't seen it yet because he was like two.
Yeah, okay.
But, I'm like, this is... And Willem Dafoe.
How high were you at the time?
Oh, completely.
To the bone.
Completely. Legos, all that stuff.
Yeah. I do the Legos. I do the Legos.
Yeah, it's a dad game.
I thought that was more like a puzzle, I guess. If you're going to sit down.
Puzzle's more mom game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Sit down and do a puzzle with your mom or your grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Puzzles. I remember as a kid, I hated that. We did like Secret Santa. And, it wasn't really Secret Santa. It's like you had to draw a number, then you just had to bring a gift. I think it might have been like the third grade or something. And put it in a box, and then you drew numbers out, then you go up and you could pick, your whatever, wrapped gift.
Mm-hmm.
Just random, Oh my God, and everybody brought a gift in. This ought to be awesome. And so I drew a number, and I went up there, and I grabbed it, and I was like, oh, it was, like, nice. It was kind of like one of the larger gifts. I was like, oh my God.
When you're a kid, you think the bigger one's going to be better.
And I opened it up, and it was a puzzle.
Oh.
I was, like, so pissed off. Oh. I'm like, who brought a puzzle for the Secret Santa?
And
it was this kid named Tim.
Oh, you knew?
Tim. No, because he ended up like, oh, I got that. I'm like,
oh, no.
God, Tim, I hate you. I never liked Tim. I hate you, Tim. Never gave him time of day after that. Wouldn't pick him on a team. Wouldn't play with him. I mean, no. Tim, get out of here, puzzle giver.
Well, stupid, I could just see you doing that throughout high school.
Stupid gift. Oh, okay. If I saw Tim today, I wouldn't even say hello.
All because of that damn puzzle.
That goddamn puzzle. Why would you do that?
Well, speaking of puzzle givers, one of my best friends, Tracy, my wife just recently had a birthday, and we had gone a couple years ago for my wife's birthday. We did goat yoga, which was really fun. And we have a picture, a group photo of all of us doing goat yoga with some goats on our back. We're like on our hands and knees position. Goats are on our back.
Do they put the goats on your back or the goats just walk around?
Oh, they jump.
They're everywhere. They
yeah.
Okay.
So we took a group photo of all of us and a couple of goats were on our back in this picture. And it's a cute picture. And my friend Tracy got my wife a 2,000-piece puzzle of that picture for her birthday. Oh, and it is currently on our dining room table. And I'm in hell.
How long has it been there? Because usually puzzles, they're not overnighters.
Especially a 2,000-piece one.
It's been there. She got it, last weekend. The weekend before.
So all week long, you guys sit down there and work on that puzzle every night.
You guys?
Well, you don't help?
I went over. It's so funny because in the picture.
I'll go by with a beer and do one piece and go, ha ha, nailed it. And
here's
then I leave.
What I'm good at. Here's what I'm good at. And here's why my wife and I don't work together.
Corners?
With
the puzzle.
No. That's what my wife goes. Here's what I was doing. I was looking for all the eyeballs and the smiles, right? Because I know my friend's eyes and smiles. So I'm going through and I'm going, oh, there's. Okay, there's Denise's. That's her smile. I'm going to put her here. Oh, that's a piece of her shirt she's wearing. I'm going to put that over there. So I was doing it like that. She goes, do you not know how to do a puzzle? I said, I'm sorry. Am I not doing a puzzle? She says, you do. You've got to get them organized. And then you. I go, that's how you do a puzzle.
Well, I mean.
I'm finding the people and doing. That's how my brain works. She's like, no, you got to get the corners and the colors and the. Okay.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's different
ways
to do it.
Have fun with that, and I'm going to go over here.
Whatever part of the spectrum you're on. I'm sure every spectrum kid does a puzzle differently.
Yeah, it's like I was looking at, oh Denise has got a red shirt on. Okay, I'm going to find all the red. That one goes with Denise.
Don't eat those.
Yeah.
That's how I do a puzzle. I eat the pieces.
Well, I mean.
I enjoy the cardboard flavor.
You just have a way of doing it. And I'm like, well, this is enjoy. Isn't this fun? This is so much fun. You do it. You find the edges then. And I'm looking for clothes.
Yes. I didn't know she was such a control freak. I thought that you were.
Yes.
Of the couple, I thought you were the control freak. And she was more like, let's just go along for the ride.
No, not about certain things. It's just, you pick and choose.
Because, yeah, you're working on something on that side of the table. I mean, I guess unless she's worried that you're going to be taking her pieces and you pile them up over there, eyeballs and teeth. And she's like... Well, I was working on something over here. Don't be taking all of them over there. What am I looking for that?
Were all out. They were all.
But there is a plan when there's multiple puzzle people. You got to go,
yes,
okay, you work on the clouds, okay?
Yeah.
You work on like a tree or something.
Right.
Look for leaves.
Yeah.
No, it's because Heidi went to the easiest part first and the most fun part. When you're putting people's faces together, like that's probably the most fun part.
Yeah,
the entire
put Mariana's
puzzle.
Eye with
and you went and started doing the easiest, funnest part at the very beginning.
I'm sorry,
she's
did
like,
we
I'm
need to sit down and have a puzzle
here.
Meeting? I missed the puzzle meeting, honey.
I'm trying to find corners.
Teach
and
me
you're
how
doing
to do
the fun part?
Oh, see,
I would be upset.
Well, the thing is, you're the one who said you don't like puzzles. So for
willing.
So if there's someone who does enjoy puzzles, and I'm assuming it's your wife since she was purchased a 2,000 piece puzzle by a friend, and you mentioned she does puzzles in the past.
Yeah,
Johnny's right. She's going outside in, and waiting for the fun part, waiting for the best bite on the plate, the very last bite that has everything on it. And you went in there, ate the last bite on the plate. And was like, ha ha! I hate puzzles. And helps you the best piece.
Yes.
That was my pinnacle. That's my cherry puzzle.
My face was going to be the last piece inserted.
Yes.
And now it's already put together.
You know what, Frank? I hate Tim now, too.
See?
Damn it, Tim and Tracy. She wanted to know if I wanted to sit with her and do the puzzle. I said, yeah, I'll do that. That's good. And
everything.
I didn't know there were rules.
Yeah.
So she's working on the corners. What am I supposed to work on?
She doesn't want to do any of the work. Nah. Just wants to do the fun faces in the middle. Uh-huh. Oh, and a little, look at the goat, Billy Goat's gruff. Oh, I got that one together, honey. Look, all the fun parts.
Yeah.
You keep doing the edges.
She wanted to do the edges.
No, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You build the frame and then go, okay, this is the size of the puzzle. Then you can like start putting the colors where they're supposed to be inside the puzzle. So, like I said, there are clouds and blue sky up here. Let's put all those puzzles up at the top, inside, maybe a little bit outside of the frame.
Yeah.
Whatever's down here. You kind of get it organized so you can get it done.
Yeah.
Not just, you got an eyeball over there.
Uh-huh.
You got a tooth.
You even said she mentioned to you that she knows her friend's faces. Like, and that was the part she was looking forward to, and then you started doing it.
And it was her puzzle.
I know.
Yeah.
She invited me.
It was a gift for her.
How? If I have total permission to not have to sit at that dining room table,
she's
only reason I'm even doing
Oregon
it
right now for the next 6 weeks, I don't know. I would be.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.